Hello, I'm Joey Haskins, and welcome back to You've Never Seen, in which I showcase a movie you've probably never seen before. One of my favorite comedies of all time is The Birdcage, a 1996 film directed by Mike Nichols. If you haven't watched it, just do it. Be nice to yourself. It's probably one of the best screwball comedies of the past 30 years, with an all-star cast played to perfection that has aged really well, and is a perfect introduction into queer cinema. It's so insanely good that no American studio could have the thought process nor the wit to make it as good as it is. And they don't. La Cage aux Folles is a 1978 film directed by Edouard Molinaro and based on a play by Jean Poiret. It stars Ugo Tognazzi as Renato and Michel Sarraut as Albin, a gay couple who serve as the owner of a drag club in the south of France and its star attraction. Chaos ensues for Renato and Albin when Renato's son uproots their lives and relationship by bringing home his new fiancé and her ultra-conservative parents. Now, if you've taken at least a little French, you can probably guess that this film is what The Birdcage is remaking. And while I think Birdcage is a better and tighter movie, La Cage aux Folles is still worth watching if not to see where the film would get its inspiration from. And when I mean inspiration, I mean like copy and paste everything that happens in the movie inspiration. Most of the plot points, scenes, and even jokes are copied from this movie into The Birdcage. And my problem with that is that while that is inherently lazy, I do love The Birdcage a lot. But it did get me thinking about it. Look, there are plenty of remakes out there, and a lot of them aren't that good, but there are times when some can be just as good, if not better, than the original. That's what I believe is the point you should prove if you're doing a remake. Show us why you're remaking it, whether it be to tell the story differently or to improve on stuff that may have been missing. This doesn't mean La Cage aux Folles isn't good, it's really good. Just from the first few minutes, I was immediately entertained. It's a sweet, funny, and cute film that can be watched by all and, as I stated before, is a good introduction into queer cinema, even if both this film and its American remake are rated R for their crass language. But the amazing chemistry between the stars of the film is definitely felt throughout and makes you root for them as the film progresses along. And of course, it promotes a beautiful message at the end of being yourself and not letting anyone else tell you otherwise. La Cage aux Folles is a hilarious romp that probably has one of the tightest plots in a film I've ever seen, with just a couple of weird choices and flaws. But of the few flaws the film has, The Birdcage does make better. Chief among them being the likability of Renato's son, Laurent. Laurent is pretty much the antagonist of the film and the remake, as it's his requests that are forcing Renato and Albin to change their entire lifestyle. Laurent doesn't get a whole lot to do in La Cage aux Folles, so we don't really have a pulse on his characterization, but the remake expands on him a bit, allowing the audience to like him to an extent, even though he is the antagonist. I also want to bring up the film's music. It's also really good. It's done by legendary composer Ennio Morricone, and much like all of his work, sounds beautiful. While La Cage aux Folles is not as good as its American remake, it has many more important accolades than it did. In particular, it was the highest grossing foreign language film in America for a while, which probably explains the remake, and was nominated for Best Director and Best Adapted Screenplay at the Oscars. Very unique for a foreign language film, especially at the time. The film was also featured in the home video company, the Criterion Collection, with some extra goodies inside. You can purchase that on Criterion.com. You can also find it to stream for free on Tubi, as well as to buy or rent on iTunes and Amazon. You can also check out the DVD at your local library. With Weston Media Center, I'm Joey Haskins, and I'll see you next time.